from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
To my right, my man here, I can tell you just came from work. I've never seen you wear this red 41 action polo until just now. I can tell they had you out there working, didn't they?
Yeah, we were shooting a promotional kind of little commercial today.
What are you guys shooting a promotion for? For preseason football?
We are. Some of the preseason games, the first and the third preseason game, are actually going to be on 38 The Spot, our sister station. Yeah, Olympics. And I think the third game is during the Democratic National Convention.
Oh, you definitely ain't replacing that.
So those games will be moved over. So we are literally, they had us moving.
Shucks, I don't know what people are going to do if they can't watch Chiefs and Bears with no Patrick Mahomes and no Caleb Williams. I mean,
you know yourself, you would run to X and say, oh my God, I can't believe they're pushing Patrick, the reigning league MVP, to a sister station.
You think I would do that?
Well, the thing is, you can't. Oh gosh, I'm really getting in trouble.
No,
here.
Go ahead. I want to hear it.
You know, 38 The Spot's actually not on YouTube TV or any of those things.
Oh, that's, man, so how am I going to watch it?
Okay.
I got to go. How am I going to watch the game? What am I going to do?
You know how you like to do with your platform, too.
Aaron,
you'll
can
run
you tell
X.
me how can I watch the third Chiefs preseason game? You're telling me I don't have an answer in my home? You're telling me I got to pay for the subscription. Is it going to be on NFL Network? How am I going to watch this? This is serious. You signed up to be the spokesperson here. You could have left this alone. Whatever you say right now, you represent 41 News.
Go get some bunny ears.
I know you
used to use those back in your youth.
You know what? I'm not that committed to watching
the
last
aluminum
preseason
foil on
game.
There.
I'm not that committed.
You don't want to see Carson Wentz get first team reps?
I didn't want to watch Carson get first team reps with the Colts. I barely wanted to watch him get those with the Eagles.
Chris Oladokun controlling the offense?
Yeah, I didn't want any of those things.
Y'all watched week 18.
Who did?
You. You didn't watch Chiefs Chargers last year?
It was on the top TV. It wasn't on the bottom TV.
It was one
with
of the
sound. It wasn't. It didn't get the bottom TV with the sound. No, it was on there somewhere. It definitely didn't get the bottom TV. You've seen the TV setup. You know the Chiefs Chargers week 18 with Chase Daniels starting. That ain't getting the bottom TV.
Look, just have it on. As somebody who works for KSHB 41, your home of the Chiefs, you just have it on. We don't care if you're actually watching.
Right now, Aaron Ladd joins us in studio. Aaron, I want to get your thoughts on this. As you know, the most respected man in sports media here
really?
In the Kansas City area. Yeah, number one.
Thank you.
Number one with a bullet point.
Appreciate that.
The Royals made another trade. This is the third relief pitcher. They have inquired in the last couple of weeks. You know, the Royals out here making moves. Yeah. They're making moves, Aaron Ladd.
But they're staying true to themselves. Like J.J. Piccolo told the media 3 weeks ago, like, we're going to acquire players who not only help us this year, but help us in the long run. Like, they understand that you cannot mortgage your entire future based off this season. Yes, they're ahead of schedule. Yes, they're playing well. Bobby Witt Jr., I listened on the way in, is ascending, and considering you're calling him the best player in baseball now.
He's in the conversation.
If Shohei Ohtani was healthy, it would be him. But
I don't disagree with you.
Back to what the Royals and their moves. They want guys who are going to be here for a while, and they want guys that are going to be a part of the run here. They're not just going to mortgage everything to go all in on what it looks like this year, because we're in agreement that it's probably going to be a wild card route if they make the playoffs this year. It's not going to be a division run. So why not acquire guys who are going to be helpful when you can charge up, your young guys are ready, and everybody's pushing in the same cylinder for the division, and a few years later, I like the moves.
I don't want to paint it like I know a whole lot about this guy, because I didn't even know this guy
existed. You pronounce his name right.
That's not, how do you pronounce his name? It looks like Urseg. It looks like Urseg to me. That's what it looks like. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But that's what it looks like to me.
Urseg?
Yeah, E-R-C-E-G. That looks like Urseg to me.
They need bullpen help. They also need a bat. That was the one move that I was waiting for.
I don't think they're getting a bat. What I think they needed in the bullpen, and what this guy sounds like based on what you read, they needed a swing and miss guy. Like, they don't have a guy. They don't have a guy that can come in a big spot and get you a strikeout. They don't have a guy that if it's a runner on first and second with one out, they don't have a guy that you think can come in there and throw some gas and get a couple of guys out. So far this season, he has 41 strikeouts and 13 walks. That's the kind of guy that they need. Yesterday, at least from what we heard, at least with Michael Lorenzen, it sounds like he is more of a pitch-to-contact kind of guy, sure, not really going to blow past you. They needed a little bit of balance on the other end. So just my early reading, I mean, this happened 5 minutes ago, looking at the numbers. This is the kind of relief pitcher that they needed and the one that they were looking for. A guy that can give you a little bit more gas out of the bullpen, and a guy that you also have. I mean, they have this guy under club control up until they move to a new stadium.
First to breaking news in Kansas City Sports Radio.
Royals not done. Per Ken Rosenthal, the Royals are also acquiring a shortstop. They are acquiring Paul DeJong from the Chicago White Sox.
Okay.
So the Royals are now adding a utility infield type bat as well as a reliever, as Paul DeJong is now coming over from the Chicago White Sox.
Do you think he plays today against the White Sox? That would be kind of cool if he does that.
You think he's sad on the way out of the clubhouse today?
No, I think
today?
He probably skipped. I think he couldn't wait. Please get me out of here.
He was dapping guys up and he was like, oh, man, I just really wanted to finish it out with y'all this year, man. Like, we were really building towards something.
I'm sitting here looking at the text line, and someone on the text line says, "CDOT, they made another trade. They got a bat." And then, you know, I did my Googles on, is it Paul DeJong or is it Paul DeJong?
God. You are really bad at pronouncing. You couldn't get Annie Rodgers right. You called her Ann.
How would you pronounce this gentleman's name?
You never watch baseball? Paul DeJong?
The White Sox? No, I'm not watching them in my free time.
The
no.
team the Royals plays the most.
I watch when the Royals are hitting. You know what? I don't need to watch when the White Sox are on offense. Do you want to know how this guy is hitting this year?
I don't think that matters because he's not going to start.
Just want me to read it to you. Yeah. He is hitting .228. He has a .275 on base percentage, and he is slugging .430. So I'm happy they got a bat. I hope that this is a bat that I hope. I don't know if this was worthy of the breaking news sounder is what I'm saying. Now that I'm doing a little bit of my Googles here, I don't know if this guy is worthy. I mean, he's a career .229 hitter. I don't know if that was worthy of the breaking news sounder.
But where the Royals are, they're not shopping for starters. They're not spending starter money. You know how sometimes you go to the store and you're like, I need a shirt, but I'm not going to get a designer shirt. I'm going to get one that's in my price range. The Royals have a price range and they're sticking to it right now. J.J. Pecola said himself, he wants people who are under long team control. I don't know what DeJong's contract is. But, I mean, for the price that they're willing to spend and what they're willing to give up, a utility infield bat that can come in and give you a good pinch hit AB, be a good quality guy in the locker room, sounds like he's got postseason experience as well. Why not?
I mean, he's better than Nick Lofton.
That's a low bar.
It's the bar that we're trying to clear.
That's fair. I want to be clear. I'm not down on the move. I just don't know if this qualifies as you made a deadline move. The Urseg guy, that's a deadline move. You've got 4 years of club control. We think he's going to impact this team. This guy, Paul DeJong, or however you pronounce his name, this man has played for four different teams in the last 13 months. I don't know if he qualifies as a deadline move. He's just a guy that you got on the roster. Then, yeah, maybe he's your 24th, 25th guy. He gets in a couple of spots. He's certainly a veteran presence, played 8 years in Major League Baseball. My only point is he's not worthy of the breaking news sounder. We don't need to get a guest on to talk about this individual. I don't need to learn more about him. I can see the numbers. He's hitting .228 this season. I don't need to talk about him. I would like to learn more about the reliever they just got.
They're not done. I wouldn't be surprised if they made one more move.
You think they got another move on him?
It seems like they make a flurry of moves. Like, think back to the offseason.
I mean, this is the fourth one they've made in 2 weeks. That's a flurry.
JJ threw a lot of darts at the dartboard.
Well, if you
look at the first one, you say, Garrett Hampson, really? Is that... Okay, but if you put it next to Seth Lugo and you put it next to a Hunter Renfro, and they play together against an ascending Bobby Witt Jr., it looks a little different. So, yeah, if you look at just Paul DeJong by himself, you get the little C-Dot stank face. But give it some time. I would not be surprised to see one more move.
Okay. I mean, I'm happy with what they've done so far. I don't have any issues with what they've done so far. This is just this move right here to pick up this guy is just it's a low-tier move.
Sure.
I would say the three bullpen moves that you made,
yeah,
that moves the needle. Like, this Ursig gentleman, he might be their closer at the end of the week. Hmm. Just based on the uncertainty that they have right now, when you got him in the mix, you got Zerpa in the mix, there is a chance that you just traded for your closer. That's a legitimate move.
You don't like James MacArthur in that role anymore?
Not the way it's gone the last 10 days or so.
That's the tough part about the deadline, too. And I was actually in the dugout, and you give me a lot of crap for not covering the teams. I'm in the dugout talking with Matt Cotrero, and he's like, teams have basically the 10 days or the three series or the 2 weeks after the All-Star break to decide, are we in or are we out? Are we going for this thing or are we going to sit back? How are we going to play this? And the Royals, as we've mentioned in this conversation, it's a very delicate balance. You can't mortgage away your future for this year when it really seems like you're not going to be a championship contender. You're a playoff contender, yes, but are you pushing for a pennant this year? No. So you collect guys and you collect things that are going to help you build for the future.
I'm looking at DeJong a little bit more here. He has 14 doubles. He has 18 home runs this year, 41 RBIs. I mean, somebody had to drive in runs for the White Sox. I mean, you know, maybe this move is a little bit better than I think it is. I was thinking about giving this move a D+. You know what? This move might be a C-. This might be a C- move from the Royals, which is fine. I don't mind that because I'm assuming the Ackman call is very young.
I also give a little credence to there being a vet. Like, you got to have some salty guys who have been around a little bit alongside your ascending team of young guys who are supposed to be the next in the future of your franchise. You got to have some guys that have been there. One of the big like critiques that I had about the Royals and their like pushing for a championship is like, they haven't played playoff baseball since 2015. The only person on this roster who's played like serious playoff baseball in Kansas City is Salvador Perez. So, like, you need guys who have been in those tense moments that the 90 feet at a time and every strike matters and that kind of thing. Like, the game changes in those moments, and you know that. So, yeah, bring in some guys who have done it before and won at a high level.
So, if you guys are just tuning in, the Royals, they have made two trades over the course of this segment. I mean, that never happens. They made two trades here in the last 25 minutes or so. The first trade, they acquire Lucas Ursig. He is a relief pitcher from the Oakland Athletics. They also pick up Paul DeJong, who currently plays for the White Sox. So now he can just walk to the visitors' locker room. Maybe we'll see him. Probably don't see him today. Could see him tomorrow in a Royals uniform. I wonder how often that happens. A guy just gets traded just right down the hall, you know? This would be like right now if you got traded from 41 to just Channel 9 News. You know what I mean? It's an outright trade right now. You for Jackson Kurtz. Just a trade right now.
The league is vetoing that one. That's not fair.
I know. I mean, 41 got fleeced. I know. They got fleeced on a deal. I know. I can't believe it. I can't believe 41 out here. Somebody should have turned on. Somebody had a chance to veto that trade. You know, when you make a bad trade in fantasy football, somebody's stepping like, no.
They don't know any better.
You can't trade Amon-Ra St. Brown for Sky Moore. Come on now. This is collusion going on. That's what would happen in your league. Coming up on the other side, we'll continue to talk about the breaking news. The Royals have made a couple of trades. There's a couple of other things that I would like to ask. We got Aaron Ladd in studio, and you know what? We'll play your open on the other
Finally.
Side. Keep
there
it right
we go.
Here. It's the drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison, the only place in Kansas City that gives you a random Royals lineup.
Baseball with the Royals.
Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck. Remember, Mike's got this. 610.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Sports Radio. He thinks he's internet famous.
Smoking on the Joe Barrow.
Smoking on the Joe Barrow.
How's it feel to be headed back to Super Bowl?
It feels great.
But you have no idea who he is. It's Aaron Ladd, and he joins The Drive with CDOT.
We'll get back to the Royals here in just a bit.
Finally.
Aaron, I could tell you were antsy to talk about nonsense.
Oh,
I can
man.
See it.
The Royals, too much sports talk.
I just want to point out, the Royals made... They have made three trades in the last 2 days.
I should have just pulled off
you
when I heard that.
You are the sports director anchorman.
Sports reporter.
At KSHB 41. And you during the break are like, you sounded tired. Have you seen that Popeyes meme? That's how you responded.
Jimmy Butler bent over.
That's how you responded after the segment. You can't do 20 minutes of Royals? Lord knows you ain't going out there.
It's just a lot, man.
Did you get one of the Patrick Mahomes bobbleheads?
Bro, I almost got taken away in cuffs for trying to get an extra one. Those things were under lock and key, Dot.
You didn't get me one?
I tried.
No, you did not try to get me one.
I tried. That
bobblehead was about to be on eBay.com.
I tried my darndest to get two of those bobbleheads, and to the point to where they got taken back. They got taken back. There were people in the front office that found out that I had an extra one.
How did they find out? You was being loose with it.
A little bit.
You was being loose with it. Went up to somebody and told somebody.
I learned from you.
You went
I
up
learned
to Jalen Thompson and was like, yo, look what I got. I got that pack on me. That's crazy. You snitched on yourself. I'm happy Sam Mellinger went over there like a substitute teacher. And he took your bobblehead away. Rob, can you do us a favor in this segment? Can you go on eBay right now and find out how much those Patrick Mahomes bobbleheads are going for? How much do you think they're going for?
It's still fresh, though. You know, the market's
that's why they're probably going for $80.
The market's probably flooded with them. You got to wait until they're not even out there anymore. I mean, you could probably sell one now for about $55-$60.
Okay, let's see. Check completed listings. Let's see the last.
$150. Right now, buy now for $150. There is a bidding process going on.
No, don't check that. Check completed listings. You listing it at $150 and getting $150 are two different things. Check completed. What? How much was the last one sold for on eBay?
$115.
Yo, what? I already took mine out the box and everything.
I might have took off work early. I don't know why I worked on Friday's show. if you telling me that's the kind of deals they giving out.
It was a hot commodity. That was his first Royals bobblehead. I did not realize that.
Yeah, he plays for the Chiefs. I don't know why he had one to begin with.
Well, he's like a minority owner.
Yeah, no, you know what that was is? They was worried about that attendance early in the season. It was like, all right, we got to lock in a win. We got to lock in a dub.
On a Friday night.
Yeah,
Friday
we got to lock in a dub.
Was a busy day. It was like there was fireworks, the bobblehead.
We got to lock in a dub. All right, Rob, so someone texted in the show and said, I run a Royals website. I want to come on the show to talk about this. Did we book that individual? We did book him. Give me a little bit of the story. I've never heard of this man before, but you know what? We're looking for more Royals people. We only got one right now. We only got Josh Vernier. We need more. That's obviously not what Aaron is. Aaron's not a Royals guy.
No, thank you. I'm good.
That's what I mean.
You obviously don't.
So we need to outsource this to other people. Who is coming on the show? What time are they coming on the show?
At 3:15 today, Jacob Milham of Kings of Kaufman and the Royals Rundown Pod will be on to break down all the deals the Royals have made so far.
That's what we need on this show.
Y'all are booting me for Milhouse?
Wow, that's what you're going to disrespect that man's name?
By the way, I now have the prospects headed to Oakland in the Lucas Ursegg deal. It is Mason Barnett, Will Klein, and Jared Dickey headed over to Oakland in exchange for Jacob Ursegg.
Rob, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to say that maybe no other sports host in the city is going to tell you. You could have just named three random people, and I would have believed you. You could have just named three people from your dynasty on College Football 25. I'm like, yo, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, no, great prospects. I don't know who any of those people are. No clue who those individuals are.
Position? Did they mention the position or just names?
It is
players.
It is Royals prospects number 11 and 16 per our friend J.J. Cooper at Baseball America. So
that makes sense for Ursae, given how much club control he has.
It is an outfielder and two right-hand pitchers, and they are giving up their 11th and 16th best prospects in Baseball America's top 30 of the Royals to bring this man back.
So
you like that better than they're just their names? That information a little better for you?
Thank you. That at least makes sense to me. No, that makes sense. That's all you had to say. 11th pro? Okay, oh, yeah, I can put two and two together now. Naming those three, I ain't never seen them people before.
Pitching is currency in Major League Baseball and all the systems.
Sorry to that man.
If you're trying to get a quality bullpen arm, you got to give up some that are younger.
Aaron Ladd, would you like to? We're going to give you a minute.
I don't even have a minute today.
You don't even have a minute today. You just came to the show just unprepared today. You just have no nothing. You usually have a list and all kind of things of things you want to talk about.
Well, and this is I'm so thankful to be back in my usual 2:30 on a Tuesday. Speaking of bullpen arms.
Too bad we're about to get you out of here in about 10 minutes for a real guest. We need real sports analysis on this show. And that's obviously not what we're getting from you, Aaron Ladd.
You know, I am like a bullpen arm in a way. You know, you can't mess with the timing of
James MacArthur.
And,
That's who you are.
You can't mess. Like, I'm an artiste. I got to be in the same spot. Last week we were at Hy-Vee.
Yeah, you're not versatile.
Week before that it was Mizzou. What do you mean?
And you haven't excelled in any of the in none of the spot starts. Can I read one thing to you really quickly? I just would like to read this to you. Did you hear Dana's dating profile? I'm serious. Did you hear this?
You're talking about Dana Wright?
Yeah.
I'm interested though. What platform is this on?
This is on Facebook Dating. Now, I'm maybe gonna typecast right here. Now, it's a little different just because Dana's old, so this is not an indictment of how I feel about
Dana.
Does
she know that you're reading this on air?
She sent it to me. She sent it to me, yeah.
She sent it to you?
I'm going to tell you the story.
Swipe right?
I've never been on Facebook Dating before. I don't think that's what that – I don't think
you
that's
the
super app
like,
that the baddies are using.
The hit you sent a rose?
I just don't think that's the app that the baddies are using.
Dana Wright is a baddie.
I'm guessing they're on Tinder. Oh, I'm guessing they're on Bumble. But she's a seasoned baddie, though. I'm guessing like the younger baddies, the little younger tings. I don't think they're on Facebook Dating. You are what, 24 years old? You've
Can't
never
stop
been on
with
Facebook.
That.
You've never been on Facebook Dating before.
Turning the
didn't
big.
Didn't even know they had that as an available option.
Turning the big 2-8 next month, actually.
You want me to read this to you? Okay, so this is what happened. So our show is really close with the Dana and Park show.
How close?
We work right together with each other. We talk every day.
Getting closer by the day.
That is the show that we are the closest to in the building. Even closer than we are with the sports shows. That is the show that we are the closest to.
Mm-hmm.
So Rob can attest, this is a true story. Dana came up to me last week and said, can you read this? And I was like, yeah, sure.
She was getting your opinion on dating.
Yeah, she wanted to give you my opinion.
Why?
Listen to what she said. This is what her thing said. Let's cut through the BS and try again, boys. I have a 30-year public career. I'm a low-handicap traveling golfer with my own membership. You must play golf, pickleball, aviation, sharp with the plus. My kids are grown. Non-starters, under 40, over 60, small children, mommy issues, you're crazy, bathroom selfies, you badly need a therapist, can't name one Supreme Court justice, dead fish pick, stuck on a woman who dumped you 4 years ago, lives nowhere near Kansas City.
Wait a minute. How many of those did you hit you at out?
Hold on.
How many of those hit you right now?
I then, again, Rob is my witness. I then looked at her and I was like, yo, what's going on? Like, what's going on in your life?
There's some trauma in there.
You use these apps.
Regularly.
This is an advertisement. You take a couple of pictures. I know you. I haven't seen your Tinder profile.
You
want to
see it now?
I'm guessing it's you asking Patrick Mahomes a question.
Rashee Rice.
Yes, I mean, you see what I mean? You really want to show that you got a little juice.
I got a Rashee Rice picture on there. Yeah.
I know you. It's you interviewing some Chiefs player.
It's you
on the field at the Super Bowl. Like, you're trying to show you got a little motion.
Motion man.
Here, let me see it. Hold on, Rob.
This is only Hinge, by the way.
No, let me read the bio. Let me read the bio.
Do you know how this works?
I want to read the bio. Let me read the bio. All right,
you don't even know how this app works. Have you been on Hinge before?
No, I've never.
So basically, and people for people who haven't been on it.
Where's Tinder? Because I know Tinder. You got.
I don't have a Tinder. I'm only on Hinge. It's basically a collection of photos, and then there's like a kind of like X's and O's info about you, like height and what you do, where you're located.
This man Aaron.
And then there's
a
couple prompts on there.
This man Aaron put out, I'm currently trying to figure out my dating goals. Yeah, I'm trying to sleep with you. He can't put that down, but that's really what he wanted to put. You are looking for pool access.
I am. It's summertime. It's been too hot.
Okay, you have here.
You're using your dating app to try to finesse a day at the pool?
That's the perfect way to use it. That's a pool date. Hey, what you doing this week?
Does Harold know that you have his picture on his dating profile? I just like, yo, if you and I have taken a picture together, don't put me on
here,
bro.
We do have a picture together, actually.
Please don't put me. I don't want to be on your dating profile.
They'll be like, dang, he knows Dot.
No, I don't want to be on there. I don't want to be on there. No.
The Rasheed Rice photo actually kind of hits. You couldn't even hate on that one.
Yeah, I mean, Aaron, I know you well enough to know that you have a cool job. And the one thing I know about those dating apps is women are attracted to the fellas that have a cool job. So you had to show her, look, I'm on the field at the football game. Look, I'm important. Come on. I mean, I know the game.
It works.
I'm guessing.
More often.
Trying to figure out your dating goals. What are your dating goals on there?
You know, it's just kind of like a case by case.
Here's start lying.
It's kind of a case by case.
Man, start lying. You know? Anytime you start scratching your head, you start talking, you're telling a lie.
It's a case by case basis. Sometimes you meet someone and you're like, I really wasn't looking for anything long term, but things are going well. We vibe well, good energy, open to anything. But sometimes you meet somebody and you're like, ooh, this really wasn't what I thought it was going to be, but still very attracted to you. Short term.
Okay. That's, you know what, that all makes sense. I will get you out of here with this because we're going to have a very serious sports conversation with a real professional. I can't wait to do that. I think the three biggest storylines right now in the NFL are simple. I think these are the three biggest storylines. Number one, I think it's Aaron Rodgers. And last year, all the hype was building.
Sure.
September 11th, playing the Bills in New York, Aaron Rodgers' first game. He comes out like Hacksaw Jim Duggan waving the flag. We all were ready to see Aaron Rodgers. That show got canceled really, really quickly. The Jets are in a very similar position. Breece Hall, Garrett Wilson, good enough defense. Division feels maybe a little bit more open this year than last
year. Buffalo has come back to the pack.
I think that the Jets are the biggest story in the National Football League. I think second is Kansas City and their pursuit of trying to win three. I don't think that we have maybe seen a team, and maybe I really got to go back and study that Patriots team, that feels like everything could line up to do it the three times in a row. You got a quarterback that's at its absolute prime right now. You've got a very capable run game. You have an improved wide receiver room. They should have one of the 10 best defenses in the league. Like, I expect this team to be top 10 offensively and defensively this year. The Chiefs have as good of a chance of any to win another Super Bowl. And I think the third biggest story right now is there's a lot of contract uncertainty. That's kind of what early August is in the National Football League. What happens with CeeDee Lamb? What happens with Dak Prescott? Is Creed Humphrey going to sign a new deal? I think those are the three biggest stories in the league right now.
You don't have the Falcons and their quarterback conundrum anywhere on your list?
No, I do not have the Falcons anywhere near my list of the top stories right now in the NFL, even though I do think the Jets and the Falcons are in a very similar spot. You have the quarterback. Sure. You have the pieces around them. You think that this guy is the missing piece to get you to where you want to go. The Falcons have spent a lot of resources on offensive weapons over the last couple of years. I think the Jets' defense is better than theirs. But you've got Bijan Robinson. You've got Drake London. You've got Kyle Pitts. You've got all of these different pieces. And let's see if the Falcons can take the next step. I mean, if you're asking me this year who is more likely to make the postseason, I would tell you Atlanta over the Jets.
When we're talking interesting, though, I'm also very interested in what's going on with Pittsburgh. I mean, the Russell Wilson thing flamed out in tremendous fashion in Denver. Not only money-wise, the locker room turned their back on him. Sean Payton is now question marks. Maybe people are coming over to the side of Sean Payton isn't this quarterback whisperer that we thought. And then alongside Russell Wilson and perhaps the end of his Super Bowl winning career is Justin Fields and the reclamation project that he could be, and Chicago turning their back on him to go with Caleb Williams. Like, the Pittsburgh thing is really interesting because I would also position them in that group, Dot. I would position them being a quarterback away from contending. Truly, their defense is ready. And Mike Tomlin does not have losing seasons, ever. It's kind of crazy. We've slept on the fact that he's been one of the most consistent coaches in NFL history. If he can figure out the quarterback thing this year, I think Pittsburgh's very interesting being the key word there if we're talking about entering this year.
Are you the Mike Tomlin of dating?
Yeah, I just never take a L.
Okay.
Just consistent. I'm always 500.
Okay. I would argue that if you're not taking L's in dating, then you're swimming in the deep end of the pool. Like, if you don't have a story about a young lady that curved you, you ain't taking good enough shots.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
Okay, that's a loss, though. That's an L.
It's not a loss, it's a lesson.
Okay, all right. You know what? Coming up on the other side, why don't we talk very serious sports things with a professional? Rob, who's coming on the show? I got to learn this guy's
Milhouse.
Name here.
Jacob Milham.
Are you sure that's his name? Because you didn't say it in a way that made me think.
M-I-L-H-A-M, Milham.
That's ask him for his dating profile when he comes on. How about that?
He's married. So while you look at you being nasty over there at the drive.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.